Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer announced he will resign. Mayer joined TikTok in May, previously serving as Disney's head of direct-to-consumer and international business. According to sources speaking to the Financial Times, Mayer did not anticipate the extent to which TikTok would become involved in tensions between China and the U.S. TikTok's general manager Vanessa Pappas will reportedly serve as interim CEO. Amazon launched an invite-only early access program for a new fitness band called Halo. The band includes an accelerometer, a temperature sensor, a heart rate monitor, two microphones, an LED indicator light, and a button to turn the microphones on or off, but does not include GPS or a screen. The device is not certified or cleared as a medical device, features a claimed one-week battery life, and is water-resistant up to 5 ATM. Halo offers two main features, Body, which uses a smartphone to capture 3D scans of your body to calculate body fat, and Tone, which uses the onboard mics to listen to your voice to monitor your emotional state. Halo also monitors sleep and tracks cardio with a weekly activity score. Body photos and voice recordings are not stored in the cloud, there is no Amazon Voice Services integration, and Halo profiles are kept separate from Amazon accounts. Third-party integrations are available through Halo Labs. Halo will cost $99.99, plus a $3.99 per month subscription fee, with early access price set at $64.99. Amazon also announced that its first Amazon Fresh grocery store in Los Angeles' Woodland Hills neighborhood will open this week. The initial opening will be limited to customers invited from the area, with plans to open to the broader public in the coming weeks. The store will test Amazon's Dash Cart technology, allowing shoppers to check out without waiting in line, although the store will not be equipped with Amazon's Just Walk Out technology. Stores will feature Echo Show smart displays where customers can get help locating items and offer a dedicated counter to pick up Amazon or online grocery orders. Fresh stores will offer brands found in larger grocery chains, as well as Whole Foods 365 and Amazon-branded items. Xiaomi reported its profit more than doubled in Q2, and overseas sales have returned to pre-pandemic levels. Revenue rose 3.1% in the quarter ending June 30th, with sales rising to 53.54 billion yuan, that's roughly $7.77 billion. Smartphone revenue fell 1.2% overall, but sales of premium phones overseas rose 99.2% on the year. Xiaomi is relying more on overseas sales in India as it fights Huawei for sales in China. In 2019, the analysts at Counterpoint Research found that Apple accounted for almost half of all wireless earbud sales. A new report from the analyst firm finds that in Q2, the company held 35% of the market, even as sales continued to increase. Part of this decline in market share comes from Chinese OEMs exploding in the low to mid-end segment, with companies like Samsung and JLab taking away share from the premium market. Xiaomi came in second with 10% of the market, followed by Samsung with 6%. The analyst predicted that Apple will grow AirPod shipments 34% for 2020 with 82 million units, with Samsung predicted to ship 17 million units, up 212% of the year. In Apple's upcoming iOS 14, apps will need to ask permission for users before they can collect the Apple Device Identifier, or IDFA. This is how many ad networks, including the Facebook Audience Network, track users to target ads. Facebook sent a warning to developers that use the Facebook Audience Network for ad revenue, saying revenue could drop by 50% or more, and it may no longer make sense for Facebook to offer the Audience Network for iOS 14. A new season of Fortnite arrives August 27th. Because Apple is blocking Fortnite from the App Store, the new season cannot be added to existing iOS versions of the game, and Epic seems to have decided not to update macOS versions as well. As a result, Epic will no longer let folks playing on iOS or macOS crossplay with other versions of Fortnite. They will still be able to continue to play against each other. LG announced the PuraCare Wearable Air Purifier, a portable air purifier you wear like a face mask. The purifier uses a pair of replaceable filters and battery-powered fans, which will adjust speeds based on whether the purifier detects inhaling or exhaling. The purifier includes an 820 mAh battery that provides up to 8 hours of use in low-power mode, dropping to just 2 hours, though, in high-power mode. Price and availability were not announced, and LG declined to say if the mask filters both inhaled and exhaled air, saying the company was waiting on medical certification. The sustainable smartphone manufacturer Fairphone announced the Fairphone 3 Plus, which offers improved cameras and speakers from last year's Fairphone 3 and increases the use of recycled plastic to 40%. Existing Fairphone 3 users can also purchase a camera module to get the improved camera without upgrading to a whole new device, upgrading the 12-megapixel rear camera and 8-megapixel front one to 48 and 16-megapixel sensors, respectively. The new cameras also offer faster autofocus, image stabilization, and better object tracking. The Fairphone 3 Plus comes out September 14th for €469, with the camera module upgrade available for €94.90. And finally, Sony announced that customers can sign up to receive pre-order invites for the upcoming PlayStation 5. On the PlayStation website, users can submit their PlayStation Network username, with users selected based on previous interests and PlayStation activities. Pre-orders will be limited to one console per PSN ID. No pricing or exact release date have been announced for the console. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.